The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday.
Yes, it is.
October the 3rd, right here at Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh,
good.
Hey, living the dream here, buddy. It's Friday, and we survived another, well, so far, and we still got 2 more hours.
It's going to be a beautiful morning.
Is there a national
but day? But it is raining out.
It is National Boyfriend Day.
Oh.
And National Manufacturing Day.
Okay.
Cool. Like them both. Am I your boyfriend?
You're my boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah, you're my boyfriend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How long
you're ago? A boy and you're my friend. You're my man friend.
Oh, okay.
Well, sometimes we need to manscape you. But I think you manscaped today, so it's a good thing. Okay, we're going to go to the weather.
What is manscaped?
Oh, just, you know, making sure your
hair is combed.
Yeah, and, you know,
shaved.
You're shaved. Yeah.
You don't want to really know what it means.
No.
I thought
Alex, no, that could mean a lot of different things to, you know. Manscaping, that's funny. Okay, all right, so looks like it's going to be up 57. Oh, my gosh. Today it's currently 58 right now, 57, 58. Today our highs would be 73. It looks like we do have, you know, if you look outside, since we've already been outside today, it's raining. It just is raining.
Barely.
Yeah.
It's misting hard.
So high around 75 tonight overnight. Lows will be around 56. It looks like tomorrow we have around 70 and sunny, and 79 actually. Overnight lows of 58. Clearing up on Sunday with a high of 81. Boy, I'll tell you what. We are fluctuating in this weather, aren't we? And Monday looks like we have around 82. So, anyway, still rain in the clouds. You know, remember, we got the powwow this week,
yeah,
and we're going to go out there on Sunday, but it looks like
clear up
it's going to be beautiful.
The rain rodeo guys out there have been pumping the arena, so they're going to have a great place to dance tonight. And the grand entry starts at 7 o'clock. It's free, the Stillwater Powwow. And then you've also got 2 grand entries on Saturday and 1 on Sunday. And it's just going to be beautiful weather out there.
Yeah. So it's always nice when you have the fall and there's some sprinkles in the weather, and then all of a sudden you get these like great, almost like late, you know, autumn bloom. Which is fantastic.
Super.
Speaking of blooming,
speaking of who's weather's brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, always in Anderson, our friends out there, the Kinney family, 3 generations. It's a veteran-owned company where they always give senior and veteran discounts. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793 is the number to call, and always remember to put the 530 digit in front. Shasta Gas Propane. Now, speaking of adorable, you know, what do you do on a day that you feel gloomy? Is that you want to go in and hug your kitty? And with us this morning is Katrina from Haven Humane, who brought the pet of the week is a kitty today.
Yeah, he's a little kitten, very little. He's only about 3 months old.
He's a cutie.
Does not like being in that, you took him in the container, just brought him out. He doesn't cry, but as soon as he's in the container, it's like,
He's like, I want to explore the whole room.
Yeah.
He is so sweet. His name is Billy, and he is, he's kind of a mixture of, like, he has tabby markings where he has kind of patches that are stripey, and then the rest of him is white. So he has, like, a white chest and legs, belly, and has white on his face. He has very cool markings. Or I feel like they're kind of striking, especially on his face.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Yeah, they are.
He's a very cute little guy. And he's actually spent the last couple of months in a foster home.
Oh, he has beautiful markings.
So he's been socialized.
Oh, yes.
And, he is.
Why, he does not want to be in a crate. Please hold me.
Yeah. You know, there's something about kittens that, you know, I find myself watching reels with cats.
And you
especially
can get stuck
kittens.
In big time.
And the kittens that are bouncing, you know, across the room. I mean, in this, you know, maybe you're not a dog person, or maybe you don't have, you know, room for a dog, but you sure have room for a kitty.
Well, I have a quick story to share with a cat, you know, with kittens. And a friend of mine wanted to have a white cat. So the next door neighbors, you know, they got a stray, and the stray's cats, kittens. And then they had her fixed and then the little kitty. So they waited, and they're just those kinds of people. So anyway, she went over, and this cat used to be white, and now it looks very Siamese. But she takes that cat. That cat has been like a great, plays the piano. The cat will jump, and she'll say, play the piano, will jump up and, you know, walk on the piano.
Yeah.
But she goes between Reno and here. She's got the most incredible, like, you know, cat penthouse, you know, where the cat can climb up and down. And that cat has just become such a great personality, very, very easy to be around, just real energy. And she'll travel with the cat with a little leash in the front, and when she stops for coffee, people know the cat, want to know. So it's like a dog, but it's a cat.
That
so,
is hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah, and so funny. Like
yeah,
that.
And our friends next door are one of those people you all love down there at Haven Humane. They'll trap feral cats and bring them down.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Have them fixed, bring them back, or they'll end up adopting the mama cat and her three kittens and found homes. And but this cat that she's talking about is like, you know, I people go, well, cats are cats and dogs are dogs. This cat's a little bit like a dog. And it comes up and gets in your lap. I mean,
yeah.
it's but cats are not a huge imposition on you. They take care of themselves. You can, if you have to leave, you know, say overnight, you can put out the litter box and the food, and the cat feels like, hey, I've scored.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're great, especially if you live in a smaller home, mm-hmm, like an apartment or something. Cats are an awesome companion.
And Billy's free. Her adoption, or his adoption, is it he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, his adoption fee is free.
That's right.
During the Bissell, Clear the Shelter.
Oh, we're
event.
In Bissell right now.
Yeah,
excellent.
From the
Bissell.
1st to the 15th. So you can come down and take this little kitty home with you. And you don't have to keep calling it Billy. You could call it Mo.
You can call him whatever you like.
Yeah. That's right.
He doesn't know his name yet.
He doesn't know his name, but
he just knows love and affection.
And he's over there playing with your
fingers.
Now,
are you getting ready? Can you believe it's tomorrow night?
Oh, I can't. Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Bark, Wine, and Brew
is here.
Is that tomorrow night? I thought it was next weekend.
Nope, that's tomorrow night. And
just kidding.
It's Bark, Wine, and Brew.
It's
pirate
thing. Pirate night. It's sold out.
Oh, yeah.
It sells out every year, so people go, well, I didn't get to go to it. Well,
we're going to have a lot of fun.
Get your tickets in December.
We're going to have a lot of fun with our costumes.
In December.
Yeah, a lot of fun with our costumes. And, of course, we all know that throughout the year that we've had Haven Humane come on, we talk about the funds of what it costs to run an organization. I mean, yes, you've got Bissell. Bissell's been the Bissell Foundation has been fantastic in what they do with adoption fees and so much more. But what it is just to run a shelter
with hundreds of animals.
It takes a lot.
It does.
A lot of money and a lot of volunteers.
Oh, yes.
I'm looking at Billy over there patting your hand, saying, I can get out now. I mean, I can be trusted.
No, I should have just put a leash on him
and
just walked him.
Yeah.
Well, we have appreciated you so much coming on the air with us, Katrina. Now you've got a promotion within Haven Humane where you're now going to be head of.
In charge of the volunteer program.
Right. Yeah, which is really, think about how many people are underneath you. And life-changing. This is mentoring as well.
Definitely. It's a big step.
Yeah.
But it's awesome.
Well, you know, there's, you know, going to be some changes at Haven Humane, but, you know, we talked about them Tuesday. And, but Jim coming in, who's been working there, Jim Lewis, who's been working there for 15 years, it's not like they're bringing in somebody from another area. He has gone through the ranks.
He knows the community.
Definitely has.
And he knows Haven Humane. And he gets the big desk.
Yeah.
But he knows the community, so that's, you know, going to be changing hands into somebody who's definitely worthy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so any other news?
That's it. Just, we're doing Empty the Shelter. So if, you know, Billy isn't the guy for you, we have a ton of dogs and cats at our adoption center whose adoption fees are fully waived.
And just let me tell you, is Buford, who has turned into a real party dog. And we have a party. We can't put him back in, you know, in the bedroom. I mean, he would sit back there because, but the people in the party want him out.
Yeah.
And so he goes from person to person. Yeah. And the last one we had, a gathering for a fundraiser, he climbed up onto a chair with one of our friends.
Yeah.
and there they were, Buford and Rick, with this love affair going on. And so those are the kind of animals you can find at Haven Humane.
Exactly.
You think, oh, well, they're coming out of the shelter. But there's so many great animals now. Like this little cat right here will just be somebody's love child.
And he's ready.
He's ready to come home. And how can they adopt Billy?
They can just come down to the shelter at 7449 Eastside Road. We're open 11 to 5. You can also call ahead if you'd like to make yourself an appointment, and you would call 530-241-1653.
There you go. Well, thank you so much.
Of course.
And good luck there, Billy. You'll find a home here this week for sure. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free food while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special event will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids. Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Sunshine. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 3rd of October, 7:20 in the morning. It's gonna start clearing up. We're gonna have a nice day this afternoon. The shutdown is into its, what, third day now. Congressman LaMalfa, our congressman, released this press release here. And, of course, the continuing resolution, which would keep the money flowing for 7 weeks, has been stopped by the Democrats in here. And this is a statement from Congressman LaMalfa. The bill protected funding for health care programs, critical telehealth services, and food supplements for women, infants, and children. And Democrats rejected the extension and proposed a partisan continuing resolution that included, this according to Congressman LaMalfa, who we hope will be on the show today. It's, you know, he's got things he's doing, and we hope he can come on at 8. Restoring tax payer-funded health care for illegal aliens, $500 million to prop up liberal news programs. And he's talking about PBS and, you know, NPR and that. Prioritizing electric vehicles and HOV lanes regardless of occupancy. Removing work requirements for able-bodied adults on taxpayer-funded health programs. Resuming DEI projects in foreign countries, over $1 billion more in taxpayer-funded defense for criminals, repealing $50 billion in rural health care funding, hurting hospitals and clinics, rescinding border security measures passed through the Working Families Tax Cuts, and a couple other things. So, according to Congressman LaMalfa. But you would hope that, you know, the Democrats before were saying things about how horrible it is to shut down the government when the Republicans were doing it. And they said they were reckless and harmful to veterans, service members, families, and the economy, which is what they have. They've got, you know, video of Schumer and that calling the Republicans everything but a nice person. For shutting down the government, and it's their turn this time. So we'll see what happens. You would hope that they'd get pragmatic about this and be able to come up with a continuing resolution that will enable the government to shut, to open up again. Your military's not getting paid. They got paid on the 1st. So hopefully they'll have this thing finished. You know, they'll come to some kind of agreement in the next few days so that the military can get paid on the 15th. Mm. I don't ever remember going through this when I was in the military, you know, this type of BS. So, okay, something else that's been in the news a lot has been the fact that when Brian Barner and his police department found out that all of a sudden we've got a bunch of sex offenders and arsonists at a minimum. Okay, and I'll explain that in a second.
I don't know.
At a minimum, living in or moving into hotels in our area. And how do they find out? Well, sex offenders have to register. So do arsonists. And when they came in and registered, there was a large number of them. They started, you know, well, wait a minute. This is not usual. And they found out they've got, like, I don't know, 28 sex offenders and arsonists staying at the guest place Inn and Suites on East Cypress Avenue. Probably don't want to put your family in there if they're coming to visit, as part of a No Boundaries Transitional Housing Program. Now, they went to the state parole and said, what's going on here and how come this is happening? Well, as it turns out, the state parole told the parole's executive team, told the Reading police, and I got this out of KRCR Channel 7, they can't stop them from coming into jurisdictions if the sex offenders or arsonists choose to enter an approved program. Mm. It's not the parole putting them here, the state putting them here. It's the actual parolees or able to because of California and the rules and regulations. If they select to go to a nonprofit, provides a service that parole cannot deny that, and the parolee can come to Reading to go into one of the programs that are being run here. Tennessee, Texas, Illinois, we have them in here, plus I think it's like out of the 28 and there 14 of them are from out of area in just that one spot. Now, this does not count all the other parolees that are coming in here that don't have to register. So how many do we have that have, you know, all of a sudden been discovered here in Reading? So what do you do? I mean, the city council has said, we've got to pass some regulations. We can pass some ordinances maybe. But it's got to be, as long as they meet, and this is according to Sheriff Johnson, as long as they meet one of the criteria, parole can't tell them no, and I as a sheriff or Chief Barner as a chief can't tell them no either.
Mm.
But isn't this interesting? And my question was are the hotels they're in, say they take 28 rooms and you've got a 100-room hotel, what about the other, you know, 68 or, you know, 70 hotels that are out there? I mean, the rooms, do you rent them to just joke you public? And then you wonder why you can't find a spot around the swimming pool?
I know I've heard you talk about this before. I know it really bothers you because it's out of hand. You know, and you know, I'm getting on looking through different, you know, news sites today. And, you know, you've got, let's, you know, change the subject a little bit about, you know, the implosion. It feels like what's going on with ICE, what's going on with shootings, what's going on with the shutdown, what's going on with, you know, Newsom, what's going on with fundings of colleges being withdrawn and people drawing lines in the sand. We're seeing it really, you know, especially if you get online. Who is your news source? Where do you go? You know, and you get several of them. But we're going to talk about five things you need to know this morning when we get back.
There is one other thing. I got a text last night, and there is going to be a turning point event on November 1st here. It was going to be at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Mm-hmm. If there were thousands of people, could probably come to it. It's been canceled.
Oh.
It's been canceled because the national area, the national turning point,
mm-hmm.
They said there's been so many death threats that they've received that they've got to really look at areas for, you know, when it comes to security. So
right.
This has been canceled or postponed, and that just came out last
okay.
night.
Okay. All right. Didn't know that because I talked about it on the air last night.
Well, yeah. And it just came in last night after your show.
Right.
That, they're postponing or canceling or postponing it because of the of death threats that they've received. Now, it didn't say here.
Do they have to bring in the National Guard for each event?
Well,
isn't
that ridiculous?
Snipers on the roof, whatever you're doing, your air cover.
You'd have to, you know, do you have to put everybody through a metal detector? Mm-hmm. Do you have to have snipers out to 200, you know, yards, you know, on the Civic, top of the Civic there? Other areas you've got to patrolling through to ensure that there isn't violence? I mean, it's, you know, this is ridiculous.
That you can't gather.
That there are people out there that would, you know, after what had happened to Kirk,
mm-hmm.
you know, well, it'll happen again, and we're going after the next one.
Too
ones.
Bad, because we did have that wonderful cowboy church
bad.
After the rodeo, yeah. and that was beautiful.
It's
but
not too bad. It's sick.
Yeah.
It's sick, and I frankly am sick of it. The fact that somebody speaking that you don't agree with, so you're going to shoot them. And then when they, you know, when Turning Point has just exploded since then, in the sense of thousands and thousands of schools and colleges and universities want to have a Turning Point chapter. So when you get ready to have an event here, The national group says, you know, they can't guarantee safety, and there's questions about it. So, unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Here in River City. But it's not specifically saying it was from right here in Reading those threats were from. It's just the national headquarters was getting them. So, okay. Hey, you want to talk about that favorite jewelry store of yours?
Yeah, when I come back, I want to talk about Jane Goodall and do a tribute to her a bit. But Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. I try to send all of our people, and we have had our wedding rings. Any of our jewelry or my jewelry, watch repair, we'll take their stone settings, fixing your prongs, getting batteries, getting your watch cleaned, which is really important, believe it or not. You know, the time piece gets, just like anything else, gets grit in it. And also your jewelry, if you wear rings like I do, I'm pretty tough on my rings. You know, the prongs can, loosen, and then you lose a stone, which is, you know, horrific when that happens, especially if it's an estate piece. It's something that's really meaningful to you. So head on over to Four Winds Jewelry for all your jewelry needs. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Tell them that we sent you, okay? The only full service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak, chops, and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders, and of course, Cafe's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cafe's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patty Plum, and I hope you will join me and come check out the new California State Constitution, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College. With the new state comes new opportunities like one day in person, paper ballots hand counted, and same day results for our elections. New California, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College. The Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Reading, California. Hope to see you there.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading Historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold,
building contest, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Redding Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Redding Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. RedingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl on the bot. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning here on the 3rd of October, third day of the government being shut down.
I want to talk about a few positive things. Okay.
Well, it could be a positive thing if it was done right. I mean, if they're not, I wish Sacramento would shut down. Because if they're not in there, they can't keep passing these weird bills, you know, like Prop 50, where they overrode the Constitution of the state of California and the vast majority of the voters that wanted to have a nonpartisan redistricting organization, which worked very hard to come up with the districts. And now you've got the Democrats, you know, changing this, some of them even changing the districts because they were not going to be able to run again and be on the state bosom, you might say, suckling. So they've changed it so they can run for Congress. I mean, there's something wrong in this. And, oh, we've got to fight Trump. What about the people of California? It's got, oh, we've got to fight Trump. Well, what about our rights? What about taking rural areas and totally changing them with a tail that looks like the tail of a rat so that you get Marin County and you get more voters so they can change it? I mean, does anybody see anything wrong with this? Oh, Texas. I don't care about Texas. It's like two kids. One says, Mikey did it, so I can do it. No, Mikey was wrong too. Vote no on Prop 50.
Well, you know, okay. That's
now you can go into your happy stuff.
Okay. Did you get your last breath for a minute?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to just, while I was on the air this morning, do a shout out and thank Kevin Kelly and Holiday, the staff at Holiday Harbor. And just like everything else, you know, people who continue on through drought, through COVID, through it all, it takes a team of people to just carry it. And Kevin Kelly, who is in charge of the operation there at Holiday Harbor, has been there for 48 years. I kept saying 30. Maybe it's at 38. Anyway, it doesn't matter at that point.
I don't think it's 48.
It's big years. It's big years. So he started there as a kid. And he talked about how he would spend hours under the boats every day cleaning as kids underwater. And so he knows that lake like the back of his hand. And of course it was raining. So a couple girlfriends and I went out. This is our annual year, a trip where we get a couple days where we can go out and, you know, no phone calls, no kids, no, just listening to each other's conversations of not just venting, but, you know, kind of going through what we're going through in a really safe environment. So we always appreciate that Kevin will help us get the boat out and get it up on the, what do you want to call it when you stake it? What's it called? Stake it?
Yeah, you're staking the boat and you're anchoring the boat.
All right. And then he came to get us in the rain. First time we've been out there in the rain. So just want to let you know that it was beautiful. Slept really like a baby on the boat in the rain. And, you know, they are renting their boats until the end of October. And now you get really incredible rates. So I just, it's not a plug, but it is a plug because I encourage, especially now, There's certain things that we can't control. You know, I mean, it feels like this is dark cloud around us when we turn on the news, when we look at stuff, not necessarily even that it's going to be, look how beautiful it's going to be this weekend coming up, to think that they're going to keep the boats still in the water till through the month of October would be a time if you wanted to get away for a couple days alone or with your, you know, spouse or with a friend or with your family. It's a beautiful way to see the lake, and there weren't a lot of boats out there, so it was just super nice. And you could see, you know, people fishing early in the morning. You know that we saw the eagles sweep down while I was on the air, actually, swept down and grabbed a fish, took it over to the bank, and just sat there. And it was just, wow, when do you get to see stuff like that? You're at, like, Alaska? No, right here in Redding.
Absolutely. And they're having that 15% sale right now. Get 15% off. If you mention us, KCNR, Linda, Carl, Buford, Alex, Free Fire Radio, anything like that, you'll get another 10% off. So it's 25% off rentals. I have a happy story for you. You know, pythons can grow to be 33 feet in length. And so you wonder, well, what do they eat? And you figure mice and all that. Well, not so fast.
Where's the good
story? A python was found at In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, God.
In the burgers chain in Monrovia. They found
California,
the animal.
Monrovia.
Monrovia.
It's Monrovia, California.
Well, it's up by Pasadena.
Yeah.
Okay. And they found it on Monday the 29th. And it was in the bushes. And one of the employees got it, and they called the Pasadena Humane, and they went and picked up the python. And they said it's a beautiful python. And they said it was obviously belonged to somebody.
Yeah, it was a pet.
And they don't know if it's a boy or girl, but seems to have been well taken care of. And the python likely escaped its home and they asked for help finding the snake's owners. Well, the owner saw it on TV, and they came forward on the October 1st to claim the python. They live about 50 miles east of the restaurant in San Bernardino. And one of the family members was at work when she saw the snake on television. The snake is a girl, and her name is Henny. She went missing on August 11th. And now they're trying to figure out how'd she get 50 miles away to Monrovia.
What if she crawled in a truck or crawled in something that moved?
Anyway.
Yeah. Because you can't be, slither through? No. They had to go into something.
They range in length from 23 inches to 33 feet.
So Henny's home.
Henny is home.
I wonder if there's such a thing as a snake chip. You know, chips in the dog's ears, whatever. Okay, speaking of wildlife, Jane Goodall.
But you have to think about it. How do you, you know, so there was an opening or something. Or maybe they just let Henny, you know, crawl around the house. I don't know. But 50 miles away, she's found at, and of course, In-N-Out Burger. She knew where to go. In-N-Out, best burgers in the world.
All right, so Jane Goodall, the founder of the Jane Goodall Institute, UN Messenger of Peace, and world-renowned ethologist, conservationist, and humanitarian, has passed away, as we know, a few days ago, of 91 of natural causes. She was known around the world for her 65-year study of wild chimpanzees in, is it Gombe?
Gombe.
Tanzania. However, in the latter part of her life, she expanded her focus and became a global advocate for human rights, animal welfare, species and environmental protection, and many other crucial issues.
I remember when she was huge in the, you know, in the public's eye with her work she did on those chimpanzees. And it thoroughly opened the eyes of many, many people. On their culture, on the chimpanzees' culture, their environment, all of these things.
She was passionate about empowering young people to become involved in conservation and humanitarian projects, and she led many educational initiatives focused on both wild and captive chimpanzees. She was always guided by her fascination with the mysteries of evolution, her staunch belief in the fundamental need to protect all forms of life on Earth. She talks about her family, and how she went to study fossils and under the tutelage of another famous couple, they saw her patients. And this is her. So she had a three-month study involved in an extraordinary research program lasting decades until it's still ongoing today. But anyway, so there's somebody who really was, when we think about it, we could see her face, we could see her image, and we can see that, you know, what she did was that she spread really, when we talk about a humanitarian, it's somebody who spread love and knowledge and togetherness and respect. We need more of that in our lives today instead of, like, I'm looking at, you know, it feels like trash. It feels like I'm looking on news outlets and I'm feeling like it's trash. Except that Taylor Swift dropped her album and it was on the news this morning about how globally she has, like, I don't know how many pre-orders of this album that is beyond any record ever set ever in the world. And this is, I think, her 12th album. And I may be wrong about that. It's 12 cuts. And Showgirl is the 12th song on the album. So, no, she's got more than 12 albums. I'll do more statistics anyway. But it's on the news today about how many, you know, she just sets records everywhere she goes. And there's a couple Swifties this morning, my age. On the news this morning, on one of the programs. So anyway, we do have to take a break. I'm trying to think positive things today on this Friday before we set you off for the weekend. Tomorrow, of course, we have the Haven Humane Bark, Wine, and Brew that's pirate themed. It should be fun. We're going to be dressing in pirate costumes. And that's always a great fundraiser to go to. And of course, the powwow is going to be happening at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. More later after these messages. We'll be right back.
Fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak, chops, and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders, and of course, Cafe's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cafe's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patty Plum, and I hope you will join me and come check out the new California State's Constitution, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College. With the new state comes new opportunities like one day in person, paper ballots, hand counted, and same day results for our elections. New California, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College, the Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Redding, California. Hope to see you there.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl in the Box.
I stand corrected. 12th album, Taylor Swift, released at 12/12. So there's all this, you know, watch parties
around
the world.
She's only released 12 albums?
Well, she did like...
I got a Taylor Swift story that I'm going to tell you right after this.
Okay.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you're looking for somebody to repair your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, head down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst is the windshield whisperer. He can fix every windshield, and if he can't, he'll send you to some place where that you're going to need to get your windshield totally replaced. But he can repair almost everything, and he guarantees it for the life of his windshield. Takes it into climate-controlled area, puts his special repair glue or whatever you call it on it, and like I said, he fixed a chip in my truck, the old truck, that lasted 18 years. It's still going strong as far as I know. You couldn't even see it. It's like an 8-inch crack. Now, if you're not sure if you need to have your windshield worked on, why don't you bring it down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment, or just drive in. He's a good guy. He makes room for people. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Okay, you ready for my Taylor Swift story?
Sure.
A friend of ours, Ted.
We have a couple Teds.
Well, Ted Light.
Okay.
Sergeant Major of the Marine, Sergeant Major of the Army. They were having a conference in Tennessee, and they were at a hotel. And so that evening, the Sergeant Majors all got together, you know, in the restaurant bar there, and there was entertainment. A girl was singing, and they were all, you know, talking and laughing and stuff. And the senior sergeant major said, "Hey, pipe down and listen to her. She's pretty good." So they did. And so they were listening to her. And afterwards, Ted went up and he bought one of her self-recorded CDs, mm-hmm. recorded in her house, and he bought it. And she signed it. Taylor Swift. He's got one from back then that she made the copy
mm-hmm.
and signed it. I wonder how much that thing is worth.
I don't know. She, you know what, but she's...
That thing could be valuable. And he says, "Gosh, you know, I could put it out and, you know, $4,000 or $5,000. I said, "No, put it out there and let people make bids on it. There may be people that want an original one back when she was just starting." So... there you go. There's
okay,
my Taylor Swift.
Also, Hawaii's Kilo, is it Kilo, Kilauea recently shot lava 1,300 feet in the air, higher than the Empire State Building, you know. Tesla's third quarter sales soared. Remember, there was a time when Tesla was really down, lifting CEO Elon Musk's wealth above $500 billion. Just have a friend, just recently had a friend that got a brand new sedan, who's had his SUV since I've known her. She got a sedan Tesla. And I was like, well, why? You know, and she goes, well, my husband's got the truck that, you know, to be able to pull the horse. And she does a lot of driving back and forth to the Bay Area and such. So, they said it was so fast.
Oh, Teslas are fast.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They, all the power, because it got the four motors, you know, one on each tire. And when you push, there is no hesitation. It just goes, and it goes fast. On the force, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service has a notice on it right on the front page that somebody sent to me. So they said, go to the Forest Service, which I did. It says Shasta Trinity National Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And what it says is, are you ready? The radical left Democrats shut down the government.
This is on the U.S.
Department of Agriculture website. It's got Shasta Trinity National Forest. The radical left Democrats shut down the government. The government website will be updated periodically during the funding lapse for mission critical functions. President Trump has made it clear he wants to keep the government open and support those who feed, fuel, and clothe the American people. For information on recreation site status on National Forest System lands, please visit, you know, www.fs.usda.gov/visit. I don't think I've ever seen a notice like that.
And I kind of wonder.
It's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird. But the U.S. government shutdown has then entered, of course, as you know today, the third day. And it appears likely to extend it the next week. As of now, both Democrat and Republican lawmakers are unwilling to concede on any ground while scores of federal workers are being furloughed across the country.
Okay, so last night, you had the show. I had the Reading Rodeo Association meeting and came home.
My a North State Now show last night featuring Carrie Growl, the owner of Organic Pilates, and her new expansion into a new space in downtown.
Which is right down the street here at the old Napa Auto.
You'll see a beautiful furniture store that's there now. She'll be within. You walk in there, and she'll have a store that is about, lifestyle for Pilates and natural goods, plus her infrared. So that's going to be exciting and new. And then also we had Chicks and Chaps announcing last night that that luncheon made over $20,000 that's going to go back into this community for breast cancer patients. And stay tuned because we're going to be creating applications for people besides the other money that will be donated to nonprofits that we know that reach out to women who, you know, get a diagnosis, can't figure out if insurance is going to cover it. What about the gas? What about how am I going to get, you know, there's all these expenses and fear, lack of work, et cetera. So that happened. That was last night, which is a really positive show. Anyway, you were at the rodeo grounds.
So I got back and watched the end of the Rams and 49ers game. Great game. Very exciting. Both teams went into overtime. Mac Allen, I think his name is, quarterback. Brock Purdy, foot's injured, and took him down the field close enough, and the guy kicked a 59-yard field goal, bounced off the upright, but went through. So here come the Rams back the other way, just all the way down to like the, I think the
1 yard.
They needed 1 yard on the 10-yard line to get a first down, and it was fourth down, and instead of kicking a field goal to tie the game and keep the game going, Sean McVay stayed aggressive and he went for the first down, and the 49ers stuffed them, and they didn't make it. Game's over, and McVay is somewhat upset with himself.
Oh my! I mean,
he just
can't.
It wasn't even a thought to kick a field goal. Yes. Telling reporters the Rams went in that situation trying to win the game. No. In hindsight, I wish I would have. But we came here to win the football game. It didn't go down for us. And he was upset with himself. So, But it was.
And we saw that. Here he is. He's got the ball. You're ready to run over the line, and somebody gets in there and really just jams it, hits it out of your grasp.
Well, that's happened.
That's how close it was to the win.
Well, they came down, and one of the Rams runners was going for the end zone. He's like a yard out, and one of the 49ers defensive tackles reached out and punched the ball out, which is getting to be a big thing here in the NFL. They go right for the ball, and they punch the ball. They don't hit the player. They're going for the ball. Anyway, McVay took the blame, and it was a bad play, they called. And we have to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news. Now, Congressman LaMalfa may be joining us, may not be. So if he doesn't, stand by for open line. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. His patience wearing thin. President Trump has set a Sunday deadline for Hamas to agree to a deal for ending the war in Gaza. If Hamas refuses, the president warns of dire consequences. Mr. Trump previously said that Israel would then have free rein to destroy what's left of the terror group and would have the backing of the U.S. in doing so. On this third day of the government shutdown, there will be another Senate vote on a Republican bill to end the shutdown. And House Speaker Mike Johnson says at this point, the ball is entirely in the court of the Democrats.
Don't ask the Republicans what we should be doing or what we should be negotiating. I don't have anything to negotiate. I sent them in good faith exactly what they had voted for before. We did not put any Republican provisions in that. And we tried to make this very simple, in good faith, so the appropriations process of the people can continue.
A key economic report among casualties of the shutdown.
The Labor Department typically releases its monthly job numbers on the first Friday of the month. But that report on economic data is being delayed amidst the ongoing shutdown. A short delay won't be very disruptive, but a long absence of those numbers could pose challenges, particularly for the Federal Reserve. The Fed relies on jobs data as it grapples with interest rates amid a slowing labor market. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court says it will take up a Second Amendment case out of Hawaii. That state has strict regulations on where people can carry guns, including on private property. The law also prohibits firearms in places like beaches, parks, bars, and restaurants that serve alcohol. On Wall Street this hour, stocks sharply higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 431 points. The Nasdaq ahead 39. The S&P trading 30 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Drones in the air trigger a temporary shutdown of one of Germany's big airports.
Late last night, Munich Airport said it suspended flights after several drones were seen. As a result, 17 flights were unable to take off, affecting nearly 3,000 passengers. 15 other flights were diverted to Stuttgart, Nuremberg, Vienna, and Frankfurt. The incident came ahead of German Unity Day, a national holiday. Meanwhile, media reports from Belgium say the authorities are investigating an incident in which 15 drones were seen above the Elsenborn Army training camp near the German border.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. Authorities say the bodies of three boys were pulled from beneath the rubble of a school that collapsed earlier this week in Indonesia. The bodies were recovered early today. More than 50 students are still unaccounted for, and the death toll is expected to rise.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Federal health regulators have approved another generic version of the abortion pill.
That's prompting outrage from pro-life groups. Students for Life Action, in a statement Thursday, called the approval of mifepristone a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. The FDA first approved the drug as safe and effective in 2000. The new version of the pill is from drug maker Evita Solutions. It's not the first generic version, which the FDA previously approved in 2019. Keith Peters, Washington.
A lawsuit filed by parents of a college student killed in a Tesla crash say she was trapped inside as the car burned because of a design flaw that makes it difficult to open the doors in fires. The lawsuit alleges that Tesla knew of the flaw for years but failed to fix the problem. There's been no comment from Tesla. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, the 3rd of October, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Alex is here, and it's National
Manufacturing Day, National Boyfriend Day as well.
There you go. Is there a National Girlfriend Day?
I think there was one about 2 months ago or so.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be a National Girlfriend Day somewhere.
I'm sure there is.
Okay. Is there a National Buford Day?
It's every day of the week for us.
Well, we could put that in. I mean, how else do you get national days? I mean, do you have to have like 1,000 people sign a petition, or can you just put it in?
I don't know. We national should find Buford. That out. I'll do a little research on that.
No, you won't. But I understand why, because it's just a waste of time. Okay.
Okay, we're under chance of showers. If you looked outside, it has been showering.
It's clearing up.
Going to be 74 today, overnight lows of 53. Clearing up tonight as well. Tomorrow will be sunny with around 79. Beautiful weekend ahead of us with Saturday night mostly clear skies with around 58. Sunday calling for 81. Beautiful and sunny as well. And Sunday night, our weekend forecast calls for 58 on Sunday night. So there you go. We have some scattered showers still today, clearing up with overnight skies. Looks like it's clearer with the 53 again. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they always give seniors and veteran discounts. It's a veteran-owned company, by the way, three generations strong. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Now, we talk about what it is to be strong and independent, and we're going to go to our Stifel Investments, first vice president of investments, our good friend Susan Eastman. Susan, what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in positive territory, pushing for fresh record highs despite the U.S. government shutdown. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 376 points at 46,896. The S&P 500 up 28 points at 6,744. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 38 points at 22,883. For the four most actively traded stocks this morning, Plug Power up 74 cents, trading at $3.57. Open Door Technologies positive 45 cents at 847. Lithium Americas Corp up $2.23, trading at $9.10, and Quantum Computing up $5.29 at $25.34 per share. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.11%. Commodity prices are higher. Gold is up $23 an ounce at $3,898. Silver up 91 cents at $48.16 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $61 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, the stock market keeps setting new records.
I know.
Have they heard the news? The government's been shut down for 3 days?
I know.
What did they know
and
we
you
don't?
Know, I know, and you just keep hearing certain analysts go, it's a little too toppy. Be cautious, but yeah. It keeps running, except for oil. Oil's staying flat.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And Bitcoin's been going up too. My son's keeping me updated on that one.
Wow.
So we live in a very interesting time.
Right. Yeah. Yes, we do.
And
yes, we do.
If you use that in the way the Chinese use it, that could be a curse. But I think it is interesting times. Thanks, Susan.
It is. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you Bye-bye. So much, you too. Stiefel Investments, that is Susan Eastman at STIFEL, located in Park Marina. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199. That's Susan Eastman, Stiefel Investments. Always appreciate her calling in and giving us the market minute on Friday mornings.
El Segundo refineries on fire, I saw. You know, you've got two refineries moving out of California. You got another one on fire. I'm sure that's going to do something for your gas prices. Now, however, Governor Newsom has signed Assembly Bill 30, allowing the sale of E15 fuel in California, which means that you can put more, it has ethanol, 15% ethanol in the gas, and they found that increasing ethanol blending in gasoline would not affect the emissions and would reduce particulate emissions, and it could save up to 20 cents a gallon. However, most of the filling stations or gas stations are going to have to do some infrastructure modifications, including all, you know, the retail area.
I had a question about that really quick. If you put ethanol into gasoline, doesn't it dilute it? It's kind of like putting water into scotch. I don't have more scotch. I have diluted scotch.
Well, you know what? That's something to look up while we're in here chatting, is the effect ethanol has. Because, you know, of course, ethanol comes from corn. And when you add it to gas, you know, there was – at one time they said, you'll see it. You know, this has ethanol in it. Well, maybe it's the percentage of ethanol that with this, you know, 15% of gas can be ethanol, which, of course – you got a gallon of petrol, 15% of it is going to be corn ethanol. So, and the other thing is, what kind of impact does that have on engines? You know, they're saying, oh, it'll be good for emissions, but what kind of impact does it have on your average car's internal combustion engine, too? So, there's your homework for the next 4 minutes, maybe five. Okay. You are over there perusing things, my dear.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Canada services hits a 3-month low in September as jobs decline.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're also talking about there's a huge freeze. Trump is in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what, you know, $2.1 billion in funds for Chicago and shutdown standoff.
Well, on the line, and before we get to the congressman, we're going to take a 2-minute break, and then we'll come back and we'll have a long time to talk to Congressman LaMalfa. So we're going to take a quick break right now.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl DeBott. On the phone is Congressman Doug LaMoffitt. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Doug.
So what you doing with everything shut down?
Oh, that's a good one. Boom.
Are you fishing? Are you out fishing?
Boom.
Or something? What?
No. We were actually ricing here for a while. The rain came.
Oh, yeah.
So rice is coming in.
All right. So talk to us about what's going on.
It's awaiting the Senate to come to an agreement on the bill we sent them weeks ago. So
it passed the House.
Yeah, it passed the House. It was a very simple 7-week extension of the current level of spending, and was supposed to be a stopgap while the Appropriations Committee side could work to put more portions of the spending legislation out. You know, it's just really hard to get agreement on anything around there anymore. And the budget is basically broken up into 12 pieces that the Appropriations Committee addresses one piece at a time. So so four of those are done, and we want to get to agreement on all 12 of them. And so the process requires time because it is so difficult to move things around anymore. And so we want to properly do budgeting and allocations, and the Appropriations Committee is the way to do it in the light of day in front of everybody and make the case of what we should be spending on. And instead of more continuing resolutions and instead of, omnibus spending at the end of the year or whatever, which does just keep doing the same thing you're doing. Well, the same thing we've been doing the last few years has resulted in $2 trillion annual deficits. $2 trillion. That's a crazy amount of money that just gets heaped on top of the national debt. And I don't know when it becomes superly unmanageable versus just regularly unmanageable, because we can't keep piling this debt on like this. So we do have a change in direction. And I still come back to, when you have process, proper process means doing the work, and the appropriation, budgeting it and then appropriating it through the committee. And that's a light of day process instead of, when you have these, continuing resolutions or, omnibus pieces there, then all the lobbyists come out of the woodwork wanting their thing. Hey, can we just get this tucked in there? And they come to me, ask for certain things. Some of them are good things, but it's not in the light of day, and we need accountability. And, and there's enough sleazy stuff going on, such as Proposition 50 these days, that I don't know how we'll ever have the faith of the people in the process if we can't keep doing things more correctly.
Well, you've got both sides here again. The Republicans shut down the government several years ago. And then, and the Democrats, the things they were saying,
Which one? Which one? Which one was ours?
Oh, I don't know. What was it back in 19? One was for 35 days. But the things that Schumer was saying back then, and now he's shutting down the government here, I've just seen video after video of him telling the American people why it was such a bad idea. And yet it's happening. Is there any movement on either any side here?
You'd be better to ask the senators on that. What's going on in the back room there? But they have the White House meetings with the top four and such, and it doesn't seem to result in a lot. So they seem to be pretty dug in that they want to have $1.5 trillion of additional spending built into this package and. Take back some of the things that were done in previous legislation on, it comes down to a big part of this health insurance business that they want to continue extending these benefits to people that are illegally entered into this country. And Newsom's big on it at California level too. He's continuing to spend $12.5 billion of state money on that. And they seem to want to do it at the federal level. And like, you know, where's it end for the taxpayers? Where does it end? There's time after time, there's, more provisions that government says, well, we need this money. So you have to take, you get feed to death, you get taxed to death. I know you got there in town another idea for 1% on top of the sales tax right there in town, you know, and Butte County went through it last time, 1% on top. Well, this all comes out of the people. It doesn't come out of some magic fund. And people are already struggling enough with the basics. And so the answer by government is always take more from the working class.
Well, the fact is that money is being spent, and just from seeing the studies being done up at your level, in the Senate level, I mean, there's billions and billions and billions of dollars being spent on things that do we really need to spend that money? I mean, I know that when they started cutting money off, I mean, and people were screaming about it, you know, why are we funding operas in, I don't know, Greece or something like that? I don't understand that. And I don't think anybody knows that is there the office that says this is not a good idea type? Is there office?
That's what Doge was in starting the administration, right? Which was, you know, a more aggressive one, I think, than we've ever seen. You know, I mean, Reagan era, he had a group called the Grace Commission where they went and identified a lot of things that seemed wasteful or could be changed on that, and so they made recommendations, and I think only a handful of those actually got past the Congress at the time there. So, you know, you have to, I mean, as much as you can find things you want to dispute with Trump and his administration, and there's some tough stuff, the tariff situation, you know, I mean, it needs a little more scalpel, a little less meat axe on some of that, I'd say, but the reset button on this stuff does cause a jolt on a lot of things. And you say, like, well, now we're, you know, cutting all the federal employees. You know, what about the Forest Service? And are they going to do anything with the employees they have? It's there's so many, it is so twisted and complicated, and government has, I think, been made purposefully complex, and, you know, like a big bundle of pickup sticks, so you can't actually move anything without upsetting the whole thing. You ever played pickup sticks?
Oh yeah. You know, but we shouldn't be playing with it at your level.
it's a giant game of Jenga. Let's say you try and move one block there.
Yeah.
You say, well, we don't need this block right here, but then the whole thing comes tumbling down, or at least the caterwauling about it by the media and by the, if you want to call it, the deep state, that, and there's a complete lack of cooperation because government, you know, when it's attacked, it's like it just wants to protect itself. It goes into that mode. And so, you know, it doesn't seem there's enough people that are saying, yes, we need to be aggressive on finding ways to much more aggressively cut the waste out. There's too many people making money off of it, and that's the dirty part. Government dollars have this giant magnet to it that the contractors or other people with big ideas or politicians themselves find a way to take advantage of the largesse on that. And I don't have a great answer here other than you got to keep plugging on it. And so in this little thing we're talking about right here, 7 more weeks. You know, that only takes us to November 21, as is. Why can't we pass the deal and continue to work and negotiate as the sides are supposed to on funding things through the appropriation committee process and not just the slapdash, you know, rubber stamp it and kick it down the road for another period of time? And CRs aren't great. They're very negative on military, for example, on personnel and on procurement they need to be doing to keep themselves equipped and such. They take it amongst the worst. And so when you see another CR happening, you know that really long-term planning for military needs is being probably set aside, waylaid, what have you.
The military aren't getting paid. Their last paycheck was first, if this thing isn't cleared up.
People will get paid. You know, it's this won't go forever, and the frustrating thing is that a certain segment goes on furlough, right? They're required to go on furlough, or if they're non-essential, they go on furlough. So they go home, but they're going to get their paycheck anyway later.
Yeah.
So you paid money, and you didn't get the product. You didn't get the service. And
Did I see layoffs? So didn't President Trump say it wasn't just going to be furloughs? They're going to start firing people or laying them off.
We'll see. That's another interesting category as well, because there's many, many programs that have been are not recently authorized. They might have been authorized in the beginning, but they require reauthorization for the program. Not just putting the money in there, but the program itself has to be authorized. And there's a long list of them. And so if you haven't authorized it, then you're not supposed to just stick the money in there, right? It's like having a contractor that you give the money to, but you don't really actually have a contract that's currently valid. The contract expired.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. So the president and his team are going to be looking at, well, what about all this unauthorized activity that still has money sent to it year after year anyway? Oh, we want to do this. We like this. Whatever is what Congress might do in the stopgap way we do business so much. So, well, why don't we reauthorize it? Why don't we take the time to reauthorize? And in the meantime, if it's not important enough to authorize, then maybe we need it. And so it's, I tell you, Carl, Linda, it's been just pretty much hand-to-mouth since January on trying to get things done through Congress. We got, you know, the big, beautiful bill took a lot of time, and these spending measures take time, and the ability to do a lot of new policy in between all that has been kind of held up by a lot of political nonsense in between all that. I wish we could get more focused. You know, both sides got to be at the table, both sides, Republicans, Democrats, to get it done. And then it's always the next struggle for the next election. You know, right now it's do everything to make Trump look bad. Of course, our governor and state legislature majority are hell-bent on every day finding a new way to defy what the president and his team are trying to do. So I guess I get you oppose it, but there's a showdown right now over education funding, mm-hmm. where the president has said, we're not going to fund universities that are doing this woke stuff, that are being discriminatory towards Jewish folks, towards, you know, doing things that really aren't in the scope of what education should be. And Newsom comes out and says, well, hey, if any of these universities signs on to that, then we're cutting their funding. So you have them caught in the middle of all this. And
yeah, I just saw that. How'd you know? So you're getting pushed by the feds. We're going to take away your Fed money. And now Newsom's going, well, we're going to take away your state money. So, mm-hmm. You know, what do they do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they'll probably side with the state, because that's what the political bent of many of the staff in there is anyway. So they'll want to stay cozy. And maybe it's a smaller number that the feds would take away in that situation. But other universities around the country have responded to that, said, okay, we'll cut out the DEI, we'll cut out the woke, and get focused. And that's really, I think that's what most people want for their kids to go to college anyway. They don't want to have to deprogram them when they come home. They want them to go get the type of education that's going to make them competitive in the marketplace for jobs. Focusing on mathematics and accounting and physics and, you know, learning the electronics field, you know, whatever it might be. And less on, you know, the stuff we're talking about. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I know it's, you ever feel like we're in a ball of worms right here, and we can't find that one worm to pull out so the rest of them can come together?
You know, it's going to sound really like a funny anomaly, but I was driving truck the other day, and I got the radio on and such, and I tend to listen to more classic stuff than the modern stuff right now, you know. And, you know, these certain songs would come on that remind you of the 80s, right?
Uh-huh.
And they just seem more optimistic. They remind you of a time when people just seem more optimistic. You know, go to the movies and, you know, you felt pretty good about things at work. You felt pretty good things about just life or being in the country there. And we've got a really dark shadow over all of us right now. And I think that we haven't been together here on the radio since the Charlie Kirk thing happened. And
what an incredibly dark
moment that is, whether you like politics or not.
Yeah. Let us take a quick break here. Congressman, because I want to talk about that, because something just happened. It was just announced to us. I don't even know if you know about, and we can but it has to do with Turning Point and Charlie Kirk. This portion of the show, and this is always here, and this is for the next time you're in town, and I'll take you down there and I'll buy it for you, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. I found them when I moved to Reading in 07. Been going there ever since, and never had a bad haircut. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. It works on my schedule. Come in, get a haircut. I can hang around, or I can take off again. Great people. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. Again, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. And we're going to take a two-minute break and be right back with Congressman Doug Moff, and we're going to be talking about Charlie Kirk and some things that have been happening locally, too. We'll be right back.
School specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio is studio sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino in downtown Reading here. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who sounds like he's moving around right now. Oh, Congressman.
Looking for something to eat, to be honest.
I'm not going to go into that one. I just have like 12 answers right there. Hey, okay. When we left, we have not talked about Charlie Kirk. You've got the stage, and then I've got a follow-up on this, too. So I did not know who Charlie Kirk – I knew who Charlie Kirk was. I didn't follow Charlie Kirk. I get a phone call. We were up at the Pendleton Roundup from my daughter. Says, Charlie Kirk was just killed, just assassinated. And which is a shock, first of all, because somebody you see on TV and that kind of stuff, young guy. But then I found out what an impact Charlie Kirk had on my grandkids. That, they listened to him. They listened to the things he was saying. It didn't mean they agreed with everything he said. But I had no idea that they had that he had an impact on them.
Well, he did have a tremendous impact, and it could cut both ways. He goes so frequently to the college campuses, and like a lot of people, especially with conservative ideals and thoughts, they're going to get rung up on college campuses. That's just the culture these days. But he did an amazing job, and I'm sure you probably had a chance to watch some of the clips there, of trying to keep people focused on what is actually the conversation, what is the real thing we're talking about here, and ultimately, what is the truth? What is the truth, and why are we allowing ourselves to be deluded by, wokeism, this thinking that, you know, that just defying basic physics is somehow going to benefit people, put them in a better spot. And he a lot had to do with this trans business and such. That was a frequent conversation, but a lot of the questions come down to what kind of governing do you want as a country? Do you believe that that because people with different ideas than the liberal leaning ones, they're automatically fascists or Nazis or haters or this or that? You know, there's different viewpoints. You used to be able to come to a table and talk about the different ideas. Like, I mean, what's the answer on a $37-38 trillion national debt and a $2 trillion annual deficit, and what's that going to do long term? There seems to be only a one-sided conversation on it because the other side gets silent. So how does that make a stronger society when there's so much? He'd talk about all those things, and he'd talk about it truthfully, and it gets somewhat spirited there, but usually after they start name-calling him and they call him terrible things, they'd say, is that the best you got? And, you know, but he really tried to keep it focused, and people, he showed a lot of compassion for somebody that genuinely came up there and was confused about something. You'd see folks that were just kind of pouring their heart out, and he had a really soft touch for those folks. Like, you know, and he frequently cited God and his faith on that, that you know, it isn't him. There's a much greater power than anybody, you know, talking on a microphone or any politician or whatever, that he asked them to look at that and be focused on there, because that's ultimately the answer for folks on that. And it's a standard that, you know, meets the test of time. So, you know, when you look at all those things, he really was trying to up the game to a better level of discourse. And he did. He did do that. But it was met with all sorts of derision and anger and things like that, because I think deep down the hard left really does know that they're in an untenable, undefendable position there. And the only way to fight that is it manifests itself in anger and name calling and even results in violence. Charlie would frequently talk about, if we can't have a discourse, if we can't have a conversation, then that outlet is going to end up being violence. And he ultimately was
the biggest
victim of that.
Did you think that there would be such a huge impact from his death throughout the world?
I mean, the response that's happened?
Yeah, the response.
I think that's unpredictable. That's few leaders in the history really of the earth have had that kind of
impact,
groundswell of support like this. You know, every time I turn around, I think, oh yeah, I've heard there's 32,000 new Turning Point chapters. Someone says, no, it's 52. Then no, it's 180,000 people applying for chapters around the country and around the world.
To
continue that. So, I mean, he's the ultimate, you know, disciple in that sense, is that he paid the price, but I think he may be, you know, I think he'd be smiling about this response. I mean, obviously the grief for his family, and that I don't know if he could feel grief on the heaven side on that when you've been taken away like that, but you know what I mean. But it's really amazing. It's beyond anything I could have contemplated. The
I don't think anybody could have seen that happening. What I could see happening is the horrible things that some people were saying. You know, glad he was dead. You know, oh, another Nazi dead. I mean, things like that from people in very responsible positions, teachers, professors, military. You know, there's like 7 military officers have been kind of, they're under investigation for things they said on social media. You know,
right.
So, you know, and people are losing
and they
jobs.
And they have a right to say them.
Absolutely.
They still say that.
They do.
Say them. Our side needs to be a little bit careful about saying we're going to fire this person or limit that person or all this. You know, but because, I mean, you see a lot of a lot going on in England and other countries where they're limiting people on what they say on their silly social media.
Yeah, they just put somebody in jail for a meme.
And they don't have First Amendment like we do.
No.
They don't have a First Amendment.
Or
that's what our founders based so much of breaking away on was that sort of thing. And so we got to be a little bit careful on our side. Like, hey, if AOC wants to say stupid things, then let her say stupid things. You know, until it's the level that it actually does cause treason or, directly causes violence or things like that.
They can say anything they want as long as it's not causing, death and destruction. But
right.
I don't know.
You got to ask, where is it coming from, Carl?
Yeah.
Where is anger?
It?
What is in your soul that is causing such a nasty negative outcome like that? And that's one they need to wrestle with because you can't try to impart their morality for them. It's like what is the matter with you?
Well, I didn't know. I don't know if you knew, but Shasta Turning Point had an event scheduled for November 1st at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. It has just been canceled. Reason is there had been multiple death threats made for large events, and with the potential of 7,000 in attendance at the Reading event, the National Turning Point will not participate until they work out better security. They're going to try.
Well,
they'll postpone.
I hope they don't let that deter them for very long or in very many cases because.
Yeah.
I think even Charlie said you have to soldier forward even if there's risk,
Yeah. And he paid the ultimate price. The thing is, you have, several thousand people down at the rodeo grounds for a turning point. You've got to have security now, on the Civic, which looks right down into it, or other places that can, because there are people out there who will kill other people because they don't want them to hear or speak something they don't agree with. I'm really having a problem with this one, Congressman.
And the word fascist and fascism is thrown around a lot.
Oh my gosh!
And the practitioners of the usage of that word are most frequently the ones that are, the ones that are actually doing it.
Yeah.
The ones that are trying to prevent others from assembling, from speaking on that, because they don't like the language. And they know their position is weak and that they can't defend their position. When their position is being criticized and taken apart, Charlie could take those things right apart. Like, well, what's the logic here? And they had no answer. When you see some, they say, well, you're just, you're really good at this and we're just, young students and stuff. Like, all I'm asking is defend that position. What is a woman? Or what is this? What is that? Simple stuff. And they were dumbfounded on that, so they just turned to the name calling.
Well, the thing, and for my friends on, they have different political, most of the things people agree on, house, job, those kind of things. But, you have friends that have different viewpoints. And, the point is that when you hear the term fascist, Nazi, Hitler, thousands of times describing, a person, that there are crazies out there that hear this and then believe it and believe that, I'm going to save the world. And I, would you have killed Hitler when he was, 30 years old and prevented World War II? Well, you don't know what would have happened if that had, but that's what they're using. And this is the scary part. Kurt gets killed. The Latter-day, the Mormon church gets attacked. A restaurant down in North Carolina gets attacked. And those are just, and there's been others since then. There's something going on out there. And I don't know if it's we're reaping what we've sowed for the last 15 years when it comes to social media, games, drugs, but there's something going on.
Well, certainly the drug culture isn't helping have people be in their right mind. And you watch videos of people that they just lose it. They can't control their emotions, and I don't know where that comes from. Does it come from anxiety? You know, my wife tells me there's a lot of people just living straight out in fear. When you talk about, let's say the big beautiful bill, there's so much fear being whipped up that the bill is going to take away people's Medi-Cal, their Medicaid. It doesn't do that. Nobody, I mean, are we dumb enough politically to want to do that, right?
Yeah, you might want to think about that. Yeah, I'm going to take away your health care. That's going to help in the next election.
Hey. I mean, if you want to put it in terms of that, yeah.
You've got to look at it, but you've got to be pragmatic, but you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But why would you stab yourself in the chest? That's the other thing. Hey, we have to take 2 minutes here. When we come back, I'd like to talk Prop 50, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Your show, sir.
Let's take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
I got you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak, chops, and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders, and of course, Cafe's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cafe's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. Are you happy with the direction California is going? I think it's time for a new state. Come take a look at New California, Saturday, October 4th at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College. The lack of representation for rural Californians has gone on for far too long. So come join me Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Shasta Bible College, the Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Redding, California, and let your voice be heard.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in our last segment of the week on Friday, the 3rd of October, 8:46 in the morning. It's about 58 degrees. Today it's going to be clearing up. It's starting to clear up right now. The Stillwater Powwow starts tonight. Matinee Apple Festival tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. Low 80s, sun shining, perfect. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And on the phone is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. When we left, I said I want to talk about proposition. Is it Prop 50? Is that what it is, Prop 50?
Yeah, 50, like the 50 states.
Yeah, redistricting California. To me, the reasoning behind this is you have children, right? Remember when they were little and they come up and you'd say, Mary, why did you eat that popsicle? And, well, Timmy did it. It's a little kid's argument. They did it, so I'm going to do it. It doesn't mean the first one was right, but now the second one is. And it just strikes me as being so childish. And it's going to have, if it passes, it's going to have a huge impact on my life. In the lives of all Northern Californians. Your turn.
It's one of the most naked, blatant power grabs I've seen in my experience. Okay, And I've been around the block a couple times. Cause,
you've been ridden hard, put away wet. Yeah, we know that.
So it's you say, well, they're trying to respond to other bad things that's happening maybe in Texas. So cause they put it right on there on the Texas deal, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, let's talk about Texas for a moment there. Okay. So a lawsuit by the Dems down there some time ago had required that they draw districts along the border in order to ensure particular racial election outcomes. They basically wanted, you know, to ensure that people of certain color, race, whatever might
people
might
Hispanic.
Win.
Yeah, Hispanic.
Yeah. Okay, so
origin. Yeah.
That's kind of an interpretation of the Voting Rights Act passed in the 60s. Well, in what world do you think, just you know, commonsensically, that you skew a district to get an outcome so the particular race might win that seat, you know?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem American to me, but, you know, that's been the game that's been played for some time. And finally, in some fashion or another, that was overturned. So the Texas legislature basically is being required to change those lines as the court ruled that they can't do with that criteria.
I've read that. This is a court decision that the state of Texas did. They had to.
So now you can see, like, you could argue that, well, the Republican legislature, now that they have that open window, took advantage of the situation to redraw the lines, not just to correct that, but to be more aggressive on making more Republican leading seats out of that.
Which they did.
There you go. But they were following a court ruling to change something. So the idea that it's a mid-decade, mid-census situation doesn't have the same steam nearly as much as what we have in California, where the lines aren't broken here. No court made them do anything. They didn't take a new mid-decade census to say, we need to polish up this information because so many people are leaving the state or moving around within the state, that these district lines are sort of disproportionate, you know, because every district has to have about 750,000 people in a U.S. House district. So, you know, in 5 years, if 50,000 people move out of one into another, well, it's a little bit disproportionate, but it isn't necessary for this to happen in California at this time. They go by the old data and everybody lives with it for 10 years till the next census. This strictly is a power grab to, and they're using Texas as the fig leaf to give them an excuse to do this. It's a straight up Newsom and Democrat majority power grab. And so they say, well, we can get 5 seats by just kicking these guys right out and making them overwhelming Democrat seats. And they're doing it. You know, for a while they pretended like, well, if Texas goes through with this, then we have a trigger on this. Within a week, Texas wasn't even done yet. They removed the trigger because we just want to do it. You know, we just want to do it, man. So it's phony baloney stuff. And I don't know if you had a chance to see what the map configuration looks like, Carl.
Oh no, let me describe your county. Yeah, let me describe the first district now. It's mm-hmm. like a rat up here. I guess you could call it something else, but you've got Shasta, MoDoc. You've got these counties, and then there's a tail that goes all the way down to the San Francisco Bridge, which is Marin County and all of that, where there's a lot of people living. And that's our district if this thing passes now. And
yeah, you would be in what used to be number two district was the coastal one. What they've done is make a right-hand turn across the top of the state. They'll take MoDoc, Siskiyou, and Shasta and throw it in with Marin and Sonoma and Mendocino, a sliver of those. Now, there's a second district, the new second district, which has Butte County where I live, has the other two-thirds of Sonoma and Mendocino and a portion of Lake. They split up three counties in the process just for that one. They split up a couple more counties in the process of drawing District 2. And the district that we are in, number one, is now going to be split up amongst three new districts according to their maps, you know, so the Sonoma wine country one, then there's another one that has Napa
going on down into, I think, Solano and stuff. So there's no basis for this somehow being a better district for representation, or that, you know, the maps are inaccurate after 5 years. It's strictly a power grab, and they're hand-drawn for legislators that are already in. You know, that Huffman will get his on the coast preserved. Mike Thompson, who actually is a pretty good guy I work with down there in the wine country, he has his down there. Then they're creating a brand new one out of the middle of that, including the Butte one, the new first. They're creating that on the basis that a state senator in Sacramento said he would vote for the bill if they drew him a line, if they drew him a map.
So he could run.
So he could run. He's termed out of the legislature.
Yeah.
He's the Senate Democrat majority leader until recently, and finally was deposed there. So he said, yeah, we'll support it. Do I get a district? And they gave him one.
Isn't there a law about that? How can you vote for something that's going to give
you? Interestingly, if you're on the commission, which the people put in place,
the
districting commission, you are not allowed to run for anything for 10 years after your service on that commission. No, there's no such thing for legislators voting for their own lines under this thing. They have taken the Constitution and set it aside for what they say will be the next three elections, ostensibly for three elections. They're setting it aside because it's such a democracy emergency right now that we stop Trump and Texas. That's the cockamamie stuff that they're doing on this thing. So the voters affirmed with three different initiatives. They want to take the power away from the grubby hands of the legislators and put it to an independent, because legislators, they can't help themselves.
Which people voted for. Voted for that. They approved that commission, and now they've overrode, and you look at the commercial that's for Prop 50, and it says the people get to decide. The people decided, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, what they wanted.
They decided in 2008 and 2010. Yeah. Been longer than that. Yeah.
Okay, it's been a long time, 15 years. So now we've got the legislatures overdoing it. And here's an example. You know as well as anybody does, Congressman, the battle that's going on with ranchers and wolves right now. It's horrendous. It's horrendous. You got to come up on the MoDoc tribe ride sometime. Anyway, there's a lot of ranchers out there, so I heard a lot of things going on. Jim and Mary Rickard have been on the show talking about it. When they asked the congressman that would be now, I mean, if this thing passes, would be representing us if he wins, he thinks wolves are a good thing. And he has no concept. He has no concept at all what's going on.
Oh, he knows. He knows. This is deeper than that. He was an attorney for the National Resources Defense Council, NRDC.
Okay.
He's also a big power behind the dam removal on the Klamath and the water being redirected away from agriculture, away from people. He's all about fish all the time. And, hey, we need to do good things for fish, but the direction the environmental extremists are going today, they're completely abandoning what people need, and it isn't beneficial to fish either at the volume they're doing. Okay, Lake Shasta, a portion of it now is almost unusable because of the requirements to leave water in there more and longer in the year, so the water in the bottom of the lake stays colder longer, so you can lower the temperature of the Sacramento River by 1 degree in the fall, and that makes it a little bit better for the fall run or winter run or whatever the blank run it is coming up at the time of salmon on that. So we're contorting. And what happened before the dam was there, when the water would run down the river in July and August, September, October, there was no temperature control on that. We didn't have that luxury, did we? So there's no logic on that. And so guys like that from the Bay Area, from Marin County representing us, we are going to have no say. We won't have a voice on the wolf situation, the water situation, the fish situation, the electricity generation. They want to take more and more hydroelectric dams out. It wouldn't surprise me if there was a straight face someday would even take Shasta Dam out. You know, it would sound absurd the first time, and they talk about it for 20 years in a row. It sounds like a good idea after 20 years.
Well, Congressman, we've run out of time. You got a minute just to kind of final thought here.
I don't believe that we're going to see this shutdown thing go for a very long period of time. I kind of felt like no more than 7 days, and then the pressure will mount and we'll have to get something done. But I'm bad at predicting because you can't predict that animal back there. So by and large, operations can continue if they don't want to make it more painful for people by deliberately shutting down. My office is going to remain open. My staff will still get paid on the other end on the normal cycle. So this isn't the gigantic crisis that is going to be painted by the media about this. It's stupid, and it needs to get done. But I don't like that people on furlough are going to get paid not to work and come back, and then we're going to hear all the catalog, oh, we're months and months and months behind because we had a few days off. So it's I believe we're going to get there, but the principle we're standing on is like, look, we did a temporary extension of things as they are, which is what was agreed on back in March by everybody back then, too. So let's continue to have a good process, or a decent process anyway, of appropriating the money in the light of day in a committee process that people can witness instead of this backroom stuff, which sometimes it can turn into. So I believe we'll get there.
Okay.
And
That's a positive thing to end on.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Congressman Lamothe, for joining us every
month. One question, though. Why do the raspberries go bad a half hour when you put them in the refrigerator when you're looking for something to eat? Why are they already fuzzy?
I'm not sure. Do you have your electricity turned on?
What? There is a riddle.